All right, now let's try and get it right this time.
That would
okay?
make me happy. Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Now you're sure you're ready?
I'm positive.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Let's do it.
Stand by. Here we go.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
On count.
Okay.
Three.
Three.
Two.
Two.
You're on 761-3330 for another week of film listed fun.
All
we
right.
did it.
Beach where a giant shark has just eaten a girl swimmer. Well, Mr. Jaws, how was it?
Dynamite!
And what did she say when you grabbed her?
Please, mister, please.
I know sharks are stupid, but what did you think when you took that first bite?
How sweet it is.
Mr. Jaws, before you swim out to sea, have you anything else to say?
I can't breathe.
With me now is the local sheriff. Sheriff Brody, the shark will be back for lunch. What do you intend to do? Just arriving is oceanographer Matt Hooper. Sir, if someone is attacked by a shark, what should they do? We're going aboard the fishing boat of Captain Quint. Captain, will you be able to catch this giant shark?
I will.
Thank you, Captain. Captain, when you catch one of these sharks, what do you feel like?
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
We've just sighted the shark again. He's coming straight for us. Captain Quint is shouting something at him.
Get your baby one of these nights.
Hey, Jaws, the captain says he's going to catch you. What do you think of that? Uh-oh, here he comes again. They've hit him. Mr. Jaws, why doesn't anything seem to hurt you? He's coming right onto the boat. Mr. Jaws, why are you grabbing my hand?
Wouldn't you give your hand to a friend?
No, wait. Mr. Jaws, that's not the way this record is supposed to end. Help! Help!
And I'm here to announce Paul Mack Presents for the week of August the 14th through the 18th, 1983.
Yay!
And Kathy's back, too.
Hey, what's going on?
What about your back, Kathy? Tell us all about your back. Well, tell us about your back. Oh, that must be personal. Dave, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Paul?
That's a normal question. Can you respond to that one?
Yes. Yeah, you're always asking these stupid questions. How can
Are you here, Dave?
Yeah, that's stupid. How can anybody answer a question like that?
I'm a stupid guy. I've been known to ask stupid questions.
It's obvious why I'm here.
Wait a minute. What is it? That's what I'd like to know.
It is Richard, the guy that watches scrambled porno flicks on TV.
Richard, how are you? You've he's almost finished. This is our second take, and he's finished with his first quarter pounder. And
he's going to be working in a second.
Tell us, Rich, what are you doing here?
Well, isn't this the cafeteria?
Now, this is Paul Mack Presents, and you're eating on the premises.
Oh, Paul Mack Presents the cafeteria.
Yeah, we're presenting you eating your food on the air. That's not very nice. And who's this lovely young lady?
This is Christy from Sun Valley.
Christy from Sun Valley. Wow, that sounds like a good name. And don't you have something to tell us this week?
Yeah, I'd like to say if you want to drop us a line here at Paul Mack Presents, write to us at P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023.
Okay, sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was really good.
What? Okay, very nice. Girls,
hey.
Seen any good movies from the last time you were here?
No, I haven't.
What about you, Kathy?
No. Sorry.
Rich?
Yeah, I go to this cafeteria.
Never mind. Dave, any movies? Well, that's it. Let's get into some comments. And Krista, you must have seen some movies.
Yeah, I saw a stupid one last night.
Never mind. Okay, let's get into. She saw it with me. That's why. So let's get into the comments and the fun. And don't forget to leave your comments every Friday and Saturday.
I think she didn't like it because you're the kind of guy that goes to a movie with a girl to see the movie.
Yeah.
Movie Line Callers, this is Bob Observatory. Yeah, the guy who's throwing the party, and Paul will tell you about that later on in the tape. And, I want to leave a comment about a very small movie, a very tiny movie, but not much tinier than Paul's brain, excuse me. And the movie I want to talk about here is Twice Upon a Time. It is George Lucas's production, a Luma film, or whatever they call it, in Luma Animation. And it's an animated cartoon, about an hour and 40 minutes, playing exclusively at the UA in Westwood, and I went and saw the movie. I've seen it twice. I thought it was a very good movie. It's a very small movie, however, and I don't think it's going to be into wide distribution. So if you get the chance, go see Twice Upon a Time. It is a very funny movie. And, I saw Crawl also, and I didn't think it was that great of a movie, though I will give it a second chance. I will go see it again. Looking forward to seeing the new Rodney Dangerfield movie and Curse of the Pink Panther. Thank you for calling, and goodbye. I'll talk to you all next week. Bye-bye.
Here are the top five films currently playing as of 8:30 a.m. on Friday. The best film is Return of the Jedi, followed by War Games, Gandhi, The Mark of Zorro, and Star Chamber. This week's worst film is Jaws 3. Other tragedies are Last Tango in Paris, Pink Flamingos, Porky's 2, and The Entity.
Hi, this is Sherry. I saw Return of the Jedi, and I thought that was super. I mean, just the plotline was so great. I suggest that everyone sees it. Okay, bye.
Yeah, this is Brian, your critic at large from the Far West region of San Fernando Valley, coming to you again in Tarzana. I'm just going to leave two comments today. The first one is about Chevy Chase and National Lampoon's Vacation. This movie was very funny and entertaining. It starred Imogene Coca, Randy Quaid, Beverly D'Angelo, and, of course, Chevy Chase. This movie offers plenty of laughs, including the best side gags in recent memory. It's lots of fun. If you like the kind of humor in Airplane, you will definitely like this movie. It's got a lot of slapstick humor in it and just some outright silly and stupid things that you just have to laugh at. On my scale of 1 to 10, I would give this movie a definite 8. The other movie that I saw was Krull, starring Ken Marshall, Lisette Anthony, and Freddie Jones. This movie was very good. It was right up there with Star Wars sagas. It was not quite as entertaining as those, but it did have some good laughs. It has a couple of jumper scenes, none of which that were horribly thrilling, but they were still good. This is a visual treat with dazzling fairy tale effects. The combination of King Arthur, Robin Hood, and outer space. This is a very good movie. That little star thing that you see in the commercials that has the blades to pop out proves to be a very helpful and very helpful. Still, yeah, just helpful to this guy. And there's enough classy escapism and daring do to satisfy the child and everybody. On my scale of 1 to 10, I would give this movie a 7, a definite must-see, not so much for a repeat, along with Vacation. This has been a comment from Brian, your critic at large, in the far west region of the San Fernando Valley. Have a nice week.
You too. Yeah, what was that? Oh, well. Anyway, I have to agree with Brian on a few issues there. However, not all of the issues. I will say that, yes, Krull, believe it or not, in my opinion, was worth seeing and an interesting film. However, I'll have to disagree with you there as far as National Lampoon's Vacation goes. I think on that one, I'll have to agree with Bob Obb, who called in last week and said that it was one of the few movies in which he did not laugh at. And he did laugh at my films. However, my films are serious. I don't know what he means by that. Anyway, National Lampoon's Vacation was a very poor attempt to achieve humor. That's right. In my opinion, on a scale from 1 to 10, I definitely give it, oh, way up there, I'd give it a 5. And, yeah, that's about as good as I'll give it. And I'll just tell you something. It was not tailored for Chevy Chase. That could contribute to part of the film's failure. I just think that they wrote the script and said, hey, let's get Chevy. He'll make it funny. However, hey, it's not written for his kind of humor. It just doesn't happen, okay? So I don't recommend it. It's not, in my opinion, like Airplane's humor. However, if you want to just go see how bad this film is, check it out.
Yesterday, I saw Staying Alive. It was so good. The dancing was excellent. It didn't have much of a storyline, but the dancing is great. Go see it.
It was Bon and Muffin, and I saw Star Chamber 2-3 days ago, and at this point, it's probably the best movie I've seen all year. The one thing that surprised me was that it was mostly actors known from television more so than movies. But the movie, there's one flaw in it, which is at the very beginning. It's a dialogue floor that's very wimpy sounding when you hear it, and it almost destroys the movie, depending on how much you hate that type of stuff. But otherwise, the movie is really wonderful. I was surprised because I was expecting total dog shit. Bye.
Hello, this is Brad in Northridge, and I'd like to take you on a trip through memory lane. Going back to The Goodbye Girl in 1977, one of my all-time favorite films. Neil Simon's films, his men are quick with their words, romantic, awkward in their love lives, but loved by the audience who see them. In Simon's Goodbye Girl, we find such a personality. Elliot Garfield, played by Richard Dreyfuss, is an unemployed actor who discovers the apartment, which he has just rented, occupied by a woman, Paul McFadden, played by Marsha Mason, and her daughter, Lucy. Of course, Paul and Elliot each claim the right to the apartment, even though Paula's ex-live-in lover had sublet the place to Elliot. And this is the premise of the film. Let's see. Simon takes reality, adds accompanying cheers, and somehow his men make it funny. The morning, for example, after Richard III bombed on stage, which was Elliot's first big break as an actor off-Broadway, the reviews have been printed, and Elliot just wakes up in a hungover stupor. Simon's comedies, the men take romance seriously. Dreyfuss is neither selfish nor self-indulged, but rather one who places an importance on getting along with his fellow human beings. If he had not been charitable, Marsha Mason and daughter would have been perhaps living in the streets. If he were not real, we would not be able to identify with him. If he were not funny, he would not laugh. And had we not been entertained, Richard Dreyfuss would not have won the Academy Award for Best Actor in 1977. That is my trip through memory lane with The Goodbye Girl, 1977. Richard Dreyfuss, Academy Award winner for Best Actor. Thank you. Stay tuned next week when my trip through memory lane will bring us Gone with the Wind.
Hi, Paul. This is Jerry. I found class, and, well, it's like one of those movies, but it's better than Private School. And I know this is the movie line, but I just want to talk about a concert really quick. Alan Vega was at the country club, and nobody's heard of him. He was so good, and only about 200 people were there, and that's not too many people for the country club. So all you people should go and see him. Another thing is, John LaHabra, I called your comment line, you know, to listen, but you should have input on Fridays and Saturdays like Paul, because then maybe people who work like I do, who are in the 213, will call you because they can charge it to their work. So, like, I'd love to call and leave input, but it's a long-distance call, and I only make those from work. And I still mean what I said about the party, Paul. I hope you do come, so then you could be my favorite person, too. Bye.
I saw Return of the Jedi, and I think that the guy who said last week that it sucked was really off. Return of the Jedi was excellent, and the man who created the Ewoks were even better. Bye.
His name is James Bond. Roger Moore is James Bond, Agent 007.
May I join you?
This is the one you've heard about.
I'm Octopussy.
This is James Bond action at an all-time high. This is Octopussy.
Oh, James!
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Released by MGM, United Artists Entertainment Company.
Yes. Octopussy, I just wanted to remind everybody of that film because it's so swell, and I really liked it. I thought it was a lot better than For Your Eyes Only, right, Dave?
Shit.
I'm broke.
You're broke?
I haven't seen any movies.
Okay, let me tell you, but before we go into any of this, I just want to say that we're having a contest. Isn't that exciting, Dave? Yeah!
Right, hey! Wow, a contest.
Dave, you might win. You might win something from this contest.
Oh, no, because... What? PMP affiliates or employees are not eligible.
That's why I'm not worried about you, Dave.
Okay, Paul.
Now, here's how it works, by the way. If you call in this Friday when we're taking input on the 19th, at exactly 12 noon, we're going to open up the line and the 20th caller, so everybody has to call in real fast. What I'm going to do is I'm going to answer the phone and say caller number one, caller number two, and the 20th caller will get the two-man theater tickets. Aren't you happy, Dave?
I'm happy, Paul. You want some gum, you guys?
Wait, what are you passing around gum for? Huh?
Look, Rich, don't pass out my
wait,
gum.
Wait a minute. Hey, I'm talking. We're doing the tape.
These aren't like your french fries, okay?
Hey,
don't pass out
Don't pass out gum while I'm trying to do the tape. What are you doing?
You want
I'm chewing a piece of gum.
I don't want a piece of gum. We're supposed
anyway.
To... Hey, we've got to give out the octopus's place. If you don't... Hey, gang. Hello. Christy. Oh, here she is. Somebody intelligent around here. Why don't you tell us where we can see Octopussy amongst all this commotion?
Okay, if anyone wants to see sexy James Bond, you can see it at the Hollywood UA Egyptian, area code 213-467-6167, or in Westwood at the UA Cinema Center, area code 213-475-9441.
Hey, take your own paper.
A motion picture of suspense and terror, a frightened, lonely woman. An evil monarch.
Bring back her heart.
Yes, Your Majesty.
And seven heroes.
We gotta save her. She'll kill her.
A tale of horror.
I hope.
Much more.
I hope.
The Academy Award-winning motion picture of love and adventure returns. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Rated G. General audiences.
To work we go, and it's not the thing. I'm sorry, I was just actually singing it. This gum is great. Whose idea was this?
My gum.
I mean, this is...
Out.
What?
Well, yeah. I passed it out.
You passed it
but
out
it was
like
excellent.
It was your french fries. And
wait. Let's show everybody how good this gum is. Everybody, chew. is this good gum? What kind of gum are we chewing, by the way? Is this Trident?
Trident. Four out of five dollars.
Everybody, why don't you try Dent? Okay, listen, we're going to talk about Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, E.T.'s relatives. Hey, now, I want to ask anybody in this room, did anybody in here see Snow White? Huh?
Me?
Who? What about you, Susie? You saw it, right?
Yeah.
Well, what was it about? Not good, huh?
Yeah, you really liked it.
Not the X-rated version, the Walt Disney version. Was it good?
Yeah.
Oh, what, Dave, how about you?
I saw it a long time ago, but I haven't seen the latest one.
Well, let me tell you something. It only comes out every 7 years, so that's good reason to see it.
For each dwarf.
Christy, what about you?
I like Dopey. He's cute.
Okay, Riz, what about you?
I haven't seen it in a long time.
Oh, excuses. Why don't you just tell us where...
You must be cute. You're dope. Why?
Yes. Huh?
How about you? What do you think?
Have I seen it? It's a classic. I used to work for the studio. I mean, it's great.
Brag.
I used to... Give us... Why don't you brag?
When did you last see it, though?
I don't remember. Tell us where we can see it, Dave.
I'm sure everybody just wants to see it. Here's one for the kiddies. You can see it in Westwood at the UA Cinema Center. The number for that is 476-9441. And you can see it. Yes. Thank you. For people in West Hollywood, like Mike, our buddy, Mike Ville.
Just say the number, Dave.
Give me a break. It's playing at Fairfax. The Fairfax. The number is all screwed up by a wrinkle. Your documents are foul, Paul. We got 6-5-3.
It's not 3-1-1-7.
Okay, listen. Now, we are the movie line. We're the only movie line in existence. We're the only ones that play these promos. And now, here's a couple you've got to see, okay? Just listen to this.
You walk out there, and the music starts, and you feel it.
Something happens when she hears the music.
There's something inside of you that just clicks, and you're gone.
It's her freedom. It's her fire. It's her life. Flashdance. It's as hot as you can get. It's as far as you can go. Flashdance, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Original soundtrack available on Casablanca Records and Tapes.
It's only happened once. The music. The man. The magic. The movie. Now, it's about to happen again. Paramount Pictures presents John Travolta, Stayin' Alive. Staying Alive, the fever still burns. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Hey, you're our lucky caller. You're special, okay? I'm calling. This is our caller deep from Hollywood. Who is this?
This is me here.
Me? This is Milton Gunsberg.
Yeah.
Milton, buddy, how are you?
It's Milton Gunsberg. How you doing, everyone? Are you listening to this program?
We got you, Milt.
You got me. Yeah, you got me.
So what do you got to say, Milt? Have you seen any?
Whatever you got, keep it, will you? We don't want it.
Well,
okay,
you're deep
in Hollywood. You're with all the movies there. Oh, you have something to say? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I hope everyone has a fantastic night.
Well, thank you, Milt.
Now, this is Paul Mack here. I hope you have a fantastic morning, and we'd just like to get some movie opinions. Hello, what's your name? It is? Well, here's Dave, and we're going to get an interview from you, and this is going to be great. Wonderful.
I bet you're excited. Okay.
Yeah, I'm really
excited. Here's the story. You're deep in Hollywood, right? You're right in with all the movies. What have you seen?
Which radio station am I going on to?
You're on the movie line.
Don't insult me.
It's not a radio.
Is this KROQ?
No. This is a phone line. Got to be a phone freak. You're a phone freak, right, Mel?
I'm a phone freak, but I'm definitely not funny.
That's good. I'm neither. Now, I was trying to ask you a question.
Yeah.
What movies have you seen lately?
Flashdance.
You saw Flashdance?
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah, it was great.
You thought it was great?
Yeah.
Can you elaborate on that?
Well, if you really want my true honest opinion...
We want your true honest opinion, Milt.
Excuse me a second, I just got to clear my throat. Excuse me, I just had a frog in my throat, I just had dinner. Yeah,
just wipe off the phone and leave your comment. What do you have to say, Milt, about Flashdance?
Is this being recorded?
No, this is live, go ahead.
This is live?
Well, okay, it's being recorded. Which would you rather... It's already on tape. We already have it recorded. We're just going over it again.
Who's listening in?
I'm just talking to you, Milt. Do you hear anybody else talking to you? Come on, Milt. What did you see?
Yeah, I saw Flashdance, and the thing I really liked about the movie was that it really epitomized today's day and age of modern living still holding on to the values that a person should hold on to make it in any field.
In other words?
In other words... I thought that it really said something.
That's great, Milt.
Yeah.
Sounds like you said something, too.
Did I?
You had a lot to say. That's good that you have that much to say about it.
Milt, this is great, because we had more fun talking to you people who call in live. I just want to thank you, and this is great. You're so... I love intelligent callers. That's what makes this line. And now back to Dave.
What? Was that an insult, Paul?
Hello, Dave. Who's
Don't you put me down.
Is that who's listening in?
Any other
Hey, Dave.
Yes, Milt.
Who's listening in there?
Just me. I'm the only one talking to you, Milt.
Oh, see, so it's really...
What other movies have you seen? Is that all just Splashdance?
No, I saw an officer and the Gentleman.
Oh, wow. What did you think of that?
Well, I thought it was really great. Is this being recorded?
No, go ahead. Keep talking. I want to hear what you thought about... Because I didn't get to see it, see, so I want to know what it's about. You got to tell me what you got out of that one.
Oh, see. Well, the thing I got out of that one was despite things that one has, think hardships that a person has to go through in life, there's still a chance to produce positive results regardless.
Yeah.
And continue to live a normal, happy life.
That's a pretty strong person, huh, Mel? You like that?
Mel, I just want to say, yep, you've got so much to say. It's fantastic. Thanks for calling the movie. And just for being a sport, we're going to let you participate this Friday in our Man Theater Tickaway. Giveaway. Now you got me going. How's that, buddy?
Yeah, well, listen, if you're giving away anything, could you give away a few golf? Because I just need a few to keep me company.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for calling, Mel. We'll talk to you later.
Preferably a brunette.
Right. Talk to Bob Hope, all right? Okay. Talk to you later, Melty.
Okay, talk to you later. Is Dave there?
Yeah, he's gone, too.
He's gone too.
Yes, he's gone to the show. We're on live. We got to get back to the. We got to wrap the show up now.
Oh, well, thank you very much for letting me participate.
Okay, bye bye.
Okay, see you later.
Dave, who was that guy?
That was Milt. He was great.
I'll forgive you for interviewing him just this once. And by the way, gang, don't forget the party on August 20th.
Party!
I'll go to the party?
Yeah!
Right. Yes. So call Observatory at 999-0429, huh?
What party?
You're not invited. So, hey, and gang, please, don't forget
to call in every Friday and Saturday and leave your comments. We need you.
They need you, so do it every Friday and Saturday. Thank
and
you, Susie.
Don't forget to thank the Ewoks.
Thank the Ewoks, especially the Ewoks. Bye, Kristen.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Kathy.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Dave.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Rich.
Yeah, I still want to know about the party.
Never mind.